1620 is the number to call, 437-1620 at News Radio 92.3. Let's welcome our experts this morning, Keith and Pam Giles with Veris Health Partners, also partnering with Alpha Star Wealth Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll go ahead and adjust your mics for you, I promise. So let me know what's new when it comes to things going on in Medicare. Any changes?
Well, we got a few updates I think we're going to kind of talk about a little bit. I guess I always like to start with a closeout and an opening. We just closed out our OEP enrollment period for Medicare. For those of you who wanted to make any changes, that happened. And now the only thing is if you have a special election period via your changing or moving out of the area, or we have what's called a five-star plan. And I actually I'm going to jump ahead and talk about that really quick before we get our other stuff started.
Okay.
Five-star plans are plans where a plan performed really well, and there's a five-star rating according to CMS. And I wanted to add, I was going to talk about it later, but I guess I'll just push it first. Now is also the time of year where CMS sends out surveys trying to see how well plans did. So it's a random selection of people for surveys. And I just wanted to encourage people, if you happen to get one, it's actually from the Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Provider and Systems, CAHPS survey. So it is actually a survey, and this is where they check and see how your provider did, how your benefits worked, and how was the drug plan. So that's kind of a big thing to look at, because we're going to be talking a little bit about that today as well. What you got, Keith?
No, so if you, those five-star things, you definitely don't want a three-star. But anyway, so... Anyway, just that's one of the things that's for the consumer to look over and decide, hey, if that's a good plan or not.
And the five-star plan is for Medicare Advantage plans, but believe it or not, if you happen to be a Medicare individual and have just a prescription drug plan, drug plans have to have a star rating as well.
Correct.
So anyway, yeah. I was going to tack that on at the end, but since we were talking about what our dates are at with Medicare, I thought I'd toss that in real quick.
Well, let's talk about my favorite subject, everybody's favorite subject, and that's prescriptions.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, and all these negotiated pricing things, the, what is it, Inflationary Act thingy, you want to share a little bit on that, what's going on there? I think it's in the new newsletter, too, right?
Yes, there is an option. I try to do some research and put some update information in our newsletter, so you can always go to our website and request to be on our mailing list for our newsletter. But negotiated pricing, and everybody's looking for what that's going to be. And the other thing that is out there that a lot of people might not realize is we have what we call the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm sure you probably heard that, but what does that mean as far as your medications go? There's Part B, which is the medical side, B like in Bravo. If you go to your doctor office, you're going to sometimes maybe get shots or something from the doctor office. A lot of times those kind of things are your Part B medications. And then there's the Part D, which is the actual separate drug plans themselves. So basically, the first leg that I wanted to talk about was the Inflation Reduction Act. What in the world does that mean? Certain medications increase in cost, and in this case, it may be something that increases in cost faster than our rate of inflation. So under the Inflation Rebate Program, okay, these include drugs that are injectables and infused drugs, and what happens is they have to reduce the cost at your doctor's office because this particular drug has been expensive on the marketplace. Looks like you wanted to say something, Keith.
No, I'm just shaking my head. That's
yes,
right.
That's right.
So
we
deal with it a lot.
And I think we're going to talk about this a little bit more in a minute, but what's included in here is what we call single source or biological drugs, because it's like, what kind of drugs am I getting at the doctor office? Well, what are they injecting you with? What is that in? What is that medication they're giving you? A single source, and a lot of you guys might know this as what we call the brand names. It's something that a particular drug prescription or a drug that's created, it belongs, the patent only belongs to that one person or business that created it. So that's a single source drug. There's no generic for it is what that really means. So guess what? The only thing that's out there is the really expensive. Mm-hmm. And that goes to all the ads and all the great stuff you see on TV. All those, most of the time, are the brand new stuff that they don't have a generic for. So that could be something. I know a lot of cancer medications, they have different things they have out there for you now. They might fall under what we call these single source injectables. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, and this could be a hot topic, are the biologicals.
Yeah, biological. If you haven't taken your biology 101, it would be a good time to take it. it's really a complicated, but Pam, go ahead and share that. How those things work.
Well, they do all kinds of different testing. I'm sure a lot of us are aware of that. So biological, it's a whole wide range of products that you might get. And these include vaccines, blood components, allergens, gene therapy, tissue. I mean, just all kinds of therapeutic stuff they have out there. So basically, when you're going to the doctor office and you have all this different stuff they're trying to treat you with, some of the things, a lot of what they're using are biologicals, because a lot of times they're from a variety of natural sources like human, animal, and microorganisms, and that can cause a lot of topics of discussion too, because where does that biological come from? So basically, with this,
they're actually getting a little bit more a lot more coming out on that. And one of the things that when I'm one of those sick people who read this stuff and try to understand what is a biological, and really it is complicated, and I can see why the cost of it is really we're looking at a sign right now. It has to do with chromosomes and stuff and detaching chromosomes and all this other stuff. It's crazy, and because it's so complicated, you're actually going to pay more. So you just got to be careful, right? Got to be careful on that one.
Yeah, you do have to be careful. And that's one of the things why this Inflation Reduction Act, that those things that come out and they're new and they increase the cost of your co-share, well, under this act, it is supposed to give you a less co-share. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. It's, yeah, these are great products they have out there,
right?
But now they have to offer them to you at a reduced co-share. So that is all you want to double check when you're at your doctor office, what exactly mm-hmm. that you're getting, and see, sometimes your co-share might be less. That's one of the new things with the IRA Act.
Hey, so how many of our clients will walk into the doctor's office and they'll slip something from the drawer that they, you know, it's for their particular ailment, whatever it may be, and they'll get, oh, try this, and you're like, okay, well, I'll try it. I usually tell my clients when a doctor does that to you is to say, hey, I need a 30-day supply so I can go call member services and see whether or not it's on the formulary, or my local agent would be a good person to contact as well. So, sometimes it's caught us off guard. We didn't know they were on it. And most of the time when the PBMs are introducing it into the market, pharmacy benefit managers and manufacturers, that they'll give you the samples for a year at a reduced price. But once you get on it, that next year could be really devastating for you because you just lost all your discount programs. So like I said, I tell my clients, hey, ask the doctor for 30, a sample of 30 days so that we can find out where it sits in the formulary, and is there a discount program associated with that particular medication you're giving me? It's kind of crazy for doctors because they're supposed to know, but I mean, come on, what do they know about our formularies or our tiers? So it's just too much for them. Just, you know, for your protection, just ask for a 30-day supply and for a discount plan, and then contact your...
Go find out how much it's going to cost.
Right, go find out how much it costs.
And I have to say, more than one time, you know, you get a medication, this is great, it's supposed to be new, it's, you know, the other two things I tried isn't working for me. And then all of a sudden, you know, what Keith is emphasizing is if they don't give you a sample up front and you just go get that script filled, hey, I got a prescription drug plan, no worries. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're paying, you know, over $600 for this great new medication. In many cases, it's more than that, because if your drug plan has a deductible attached to it, you pay the deductible and whatever the copay is. So that's why it's important to kind of check that out first. So that's a good idea to do a little bit of homework before you just go get that prescription filled. Mm-hmm. So that is the first thing that we wanted to cover.
Excellent. I'm listening, taking notes. I think that's something important for everybody to kind of jot down and ask questions about, or to ask Pam and Keith, like, while they're sitting there as well. Just text in 850-437-1620. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, they're partners with Alpha Star Wealth Management. Same building right there on East Cervantes, 2810 East Cervantes Street. So you can find them online, verushp.com. Okay, so what else do we kind of want to add into the discussion, though, this morning?
Well, the other thing I wanted to add, and this has been a hot item, people are expecting to see reduced costs of their medications like tomorrow. So the biggest thing, or the next thing that's being worked in the mill, is of course the negotiated prices of medications. And that's what's been out there for the last year or so, and we're hoping to see good news on that. Like Keith was talking earlier, we seen one big hurdle with the insulin reduction program that came out. So a lot of people are feeling less pain having insulin, but now there's some other expensive medications that are still out there, and you know, you're looking for some pain relief for the cost of the medications, not just pain relief in medication, but pain relief in cost of medication. So I came out this year, CMS came out, finally we have what we call a timeline, if you will. And this was in January this year. They announced what the timeline is, and I'm going to just give a couple of pointers to it. Again, if you want to get our newsletter or email us, I can send the links to the articles that I use to get all my information from, and constantly look for, if you're on Medicare, medicare.gov, or you can even go to cms.gov and just put in what you're looking for, and they have good articles on what the update is on whatever the processes are. So anyway, with the negotiated prices, where we're looking for relief in our pockets, the next stage after a couple of things was the spring of this year, is the deadline for collection of information for the drugs that we want to put out there, which is kind of doesn't mean a whole lot to us, I guess. But the next thing that I would say does mean a lot to us is by September of this year, September 2023, they're going to publish, okay, the 10 drugs. We're going to start with 10 drugs that they're going to come out. So between now and September, they're doing whatever their data collection points are to decide on what medications they're going to use for negotiating prices. Now, what's going to happen between then, September of this year, all the negotiations going to take place, but guess what? We're not going to see that cut until the new plans in January 2026.
Yes, so it's not, it's still a couple, lots of time to negotiate.
Yeah, so we're still looking for updates on that, but right now just be looking to see what they're even going to look at, and maybe they'll come out sooner with the negotiated prices, but currently that's the timeline. But I'm anxious to see what September holds as far as what 10 drugs they're going to look at first, and then every year after that they're going to be adding more medications to that negotiated price list. So I just thought it was kind of interesting to get some clarification finally on that, because we're not going to see it yet.
Yeah, we're all waiting for it.
Yep.
Let's see.
We're
Let's
all
see
waiting
what you're gonna
for
do.
It. Yep. So that was my little bit of my drug input. But we were also running into some other stuff that we find interesting. Aside from trying to manage what the cost of your medications are, how can you manage the cost of your health care if you're not on a particular health care plan? So, Keith, you're going to share with us a little bit, what is cost-sharing plans? How do they work?
Yeah, so a cost-sharing plan, the easiest way to explain it is I look at it as a medical trust fund. And everybody's putting money into this trust fund for your medical services that you need. We don't call it insurance because it's not. It's just, think of it as a trust fund. It's only used for medical services only. So, and we get a lot of, clients that come in with their spouse and they're turning 65 and the spouse doesn't have insurance. If they go off their employer plan. So this is one of the options that we use for them or provide them. And a 62, 63-year-old for an equivalent employer plan that they're on would cost around, on the exchange by itself with no employer benefit, probably around $900 to $1,000 a month. So that's expensive. Now, cost sharing, if you use cost sharing like it is, if you're a healthy person, this is right for you. So you're gonna maybe spend $258 a month versus $1,000. So and you only most of our folks are less than a year. They sign up for less than a year and they get on the plan and go from there. So what is it? The best way to explain it is you have what we call an uninsurable amount, which you can kind of translate it into a deductible. And so let's say you select a 1,000 uninsurable amount and you break your leg. You're responsible for the first $1,000. That trust fund takes care of the rest. One of the things I like beautiful about them, they have an advocate on the backside that will negotiate rates. Hospitals and doctors get their money quickly, within less than 30 days in most cases. So you'd spend your first $1,000, your bill's $5,000, they pick up the other $4,000 for you. It works. There is a caveat to that. There is some underwriting. It's very similar to if you ever wrote a life insurance policy or had to go through that process. It's very similar to that. So if you're going through cancer right now, then your option is, you only have one option, and that's to go on the marketplace or stay on an employer plan. So there's I think it's a 2-year lag after you had cancer that they'll cover you. In some sort of medical conditions, they'll pay for the first $25,000 of coverage, and then after that, that's all they'll do for that particular thing. It's like, let's just say you had a hernia or something, they'd pick that up. They would pick that up, but they only cover it for $25,000. So things like that. So it's not impossible to get on it. They just won't cover that particular injury. And if you only got a year left, you might be able to weather through that and stuff like that. Plus, we'll teach you all kinds of cool stuff, how to shop for medical costs and how to really cut it down. Well, one of our last classes, we were talking about how to read a medical bill. And some of the information we gave them was, hey, how do I know what the cost is? You have a lot more power out there than you think. Matter of fact, nowadays, if you're scheduled for surgery, you can ask for an itemized bill how much it's going to cost me, and they have to provide it to you. So put them to work, and then you can become a smart healthcare consumer. You may want to go to somebody else. We showed a couple for MRIs, like we were doing MRIs, and when we go to a facility, like mine was like $38,000, but if I went to a outside the facility, it was $1,500.
Yeah, a lot of people, one of the biggest things talking about being smart healthcare consumers is there's a way to shop around to find out how much your procedure is going to cost at a particular facility. And a lot of times a standalone facility that's designed, for example, to only take x-rays, mm-hmm. It may be less expensive than to go to a hospital and use their x-ray system in the hospital. So that's another thing to do, and you can do that across the board. It doesn't have to be just if you're either paying cash like on the cost share plans. But Keith, I wanted to get a double check on a clarification here. So your cost sharing plans, they're a little more ideal if you're generally healthy, mm-hmm. okay? But once you turn 64, you have to go to Medicare. You can't stay on a
65.
I'm sorry. Once you turn 64, you can stay on it. But when you go 65, you have to go on Medicare. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why if you come, and then if you're coming off an employer plan, the employee is the one turning 65. The spouse can stay possibly on the employer plan, or you can look at cost sharing, and that's where you want to do some comparisons.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure that's how that process works.
No, that's good, because I use the employer plan as a baseline of which way you want to go. So we try to avoid putting people on COBRA when they're getting ready to be on turning 65. It's probably not a good idea to do that, because you're stuck on it.
Yes. Yeah. So those are all things to get good info on. Our classes, like he said, we just had the medical billing. That's our brand new class. We will probably offer it again the end of summer. We do have...
I do have one coming up in Santa Rosa.
Okay. What date is that
one? Next month on the 21st, I think.
Okay. We'll double check the date on that, and we'll have that posted. Again, we have our classes on our newsletter. We do have... one class scheduled for April 27th, I believe it is. And that's going to be our veteran class. Once again, yes, it's April 27th. It's going to be a lunch and learn at our office on East Cervantes. And again, we take a look at people transitioning with coming out of the military, going on to the world of health insurance.
VA people using the VA
and the differences between TRICARE, VA, Medicare, and CHAMP VA. So that is a class we got coming up April 27th, 1130. And we'll keep posting them on our website and our newsletter as well.
Yeah, awesome. We like teaching, and we like hearing testimonies from other clients. So
what do you want to know more about? One thing with our medical billing is a lot of people share at the end of the class. What has been, I think we've covered this before, what's been your experiences?
Right.
And so feel free to come out and join us when we have next one of those, because it's all helping us become smart consumers.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yep, absolutely.
It's awesome.
Excellent. Okay, so we have a lot to look forward to. Classes, or if somebody would like to ask a question, remind me the best way. Do you guys have an email as well? Somebody would like to know.
Yes. I'm going to actually put mine out there, which is P for Pam and G-I-L-E-S, P Giles, at varishp.com.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure I send that on over to you, and also add that to our podcast page for somebody to reference later on. So I appreciate you guys coming this morning. Also appreciate, of course, Alpha Star Wealth Management for sponsoring the show, so then that way we can learn a little bit more. You guys are our only Medicare show, so you should feel very proud of yourselves.
Well, well, I like to look at it this way, because I hang around people like Alpha Star and Bob and Katie.
Yeah.
We save you money.
That's right.
And they grow your money.
They grow your money. I like to save and grow.
Yeah. They told me that was corny.
Oh.
I know. Well, what's up with that?
Oh, whatever. Corny grows, and it grows on you. I like it. Don't change. All right, Pam, Keith, good to see you. We'll see you next month with Alrighty. Varis Health Partners.
Great. Thank you.